Yes. So we can go back to a couple of news reports that came out back in 2022, but then also there was a complaint that was filed with the U.S. Department of Education on behalf of parents by the Zionist Organization of America. And a lot of the allegations that you're seeing in this letter from the House Education and Workforce Committee chair were some of those same similar allegations that were listed in that 2022 complaint. In addition, in the letter that was mentioned earlier as well, as you pointed out to our listeners, there was also reports that have come out after that. Things like, oh, there were allegations and claims about anti-Israel walkout, reenactment of kidnappings. And that's something that the Mercury has not been able to confirm of whatever happened to those students that happened after that were involved in those videos of those reenactments. That's how some of this has kind of boiled up to the point where the committee of chair has gotten involved.
Has the Fairfax County Public School System responded in any way yet?
Yeah, absolutely. The school division said, look, we received a copy of the letter. We're going to comply with what the chair is requesting for information. What will be interesting to note is if they're going to have to withhold some information because it may regarding some students' personal privacy. I imagine the school board will also be briefed if they have not already about this and what's going to be their next course of action. But the school division said, okay, at this point, we've received the letter and we're going to comply with what the chair is asking for.
So what happens to the Fairfax County Public School System if it is determined that it was in violation of the law, if the evidence shows that according to this House committee? What would be the next step then for the school system?
Right. And in the letter, they talked about just, hey, look, you know, the reason why we're looking into all this is because this possibly could be a violation of Title VI under the Civil Rights Act, which tells school divisions that are receiving federal funds, which we'll get back to that here in a minute, is, you know, are they protecting students? Are they making sure that there's a safe learning environment? And so if that is being violated, you know, their funds could very well be up in air, as much as like other stories you've heard already of just kind of floating around that federal funds that those could be taken. So we'll just kind of just see what happens when they come back December 8th, when they present this information to committee chair.